I'm just smiling. So this morning, thinking I was going to preach this afternoon, well, actually all week, I was praying that the Lord would provide. You know, you just intentionally go after the Lord, maybe like you should all the time, I don't know. And when I saw Brother Scott and Gigi walking in, I'm going, the Lord provides. Isn't it awesome? I wasn't thinking about that, but I'm thankful, so thankful. Brother Scott hasn't agreed to move yet, but you know what? It is awesome the way our church is bound together the way it is, and that we can go from place to place. And if you didn't grow up in the church, you're probably making it a much better place, and don't be offended. It is really nice, though, to have these ties that bind us together, and it's the love of God, the love of Christ. So we are thankful. Look to Brother Scott to preach the word.
Thanks, Brother Ken. Greetings to each one. We spent the week in Louisville for the National Farm Machinery Show, so it's been a long week and a standing in one place kind of week, but we had Christian with us, and in the booth next to us are familiar guys. We do business with them, and one of their lead sales manager, his name is Tom Schaefer, and so we introduced Christian to him, and as Tom said, my name's Tom Schaefer, Christian goes, I'm a Schaefer too. And then Tom said, we Schaefers are going to take over the world. So I'm guessing that on any given Sunday down here, there may be more Schaefers in this church now than anything else. So thank you for welcoming them and us. And we really don't want to take over the world. So, but I trust that that God's Spirit is here and has been here and will continue to be here. And that our prayer is that His Word will impact our lives and cause us to draw closer to Him. So I've opened here to Lamentations and chapter 3 is opened here. In Lamentations, right after the book of Jeremiah. This actually is entitled Jeremiah's Personal Affliction in this Bible. So let's read from there. Lamentations 3. I am the man that hath seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely against me is he turned. He turneth his hand against me all the day. My flesh and my skin hath he made old. He hath broken my bones. He hath builded against me and compassed me with gall and travail. He hath set me in dark places, as they that be dead of old. He hath hedged me about, that I cannot get out. He hath made my chain heavy. Also when I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. He hath enclosed my ways with hewn stone. He hath made my paths crooked. He was unto me as a bear lying in wait, and as a lion in secret places. He hath turned aside my ways and pulled me in pieces. He hath made me desolate. He hath bent his bow and set me as a mark for the arrow. He hath caused the arrows of his quiver to enter into my reins. I was a derision to all my people and their song all the day. He hath filled me with bitterness. He hath made me drunken with wormwood. He hath also broken my teeth with gravel stones. He hath covered me with ashes, and thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forget prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance as in humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence because he hath borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust. If so be there may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full with reproach. For the Lord will not cast off forever. But though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he doth not afflict willingly, not grieve the children of men, to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, to subvert a man in his cause the Lord approveth not. Who is he that saith, it cometh to pass when the Lord commandeth it not? Out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good. Wherefore doth a man complain? A man for the punishment of his sin. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto the God in the heavens. We've transgressed and have rebelled. Thou hast not pardoned. Thou hast covered with anger and persecuted us. Thou hast slain. Thou hast not pitied. Thou hast covered thyself with a cloud that our prayer should not pass through. Thou hast made us as of the offscouring and refuse in the midst of the people. All our enemies have opened their mouths against us. Fear and a snare has come upon us. Desolation and destruction. Mine eye runneth down with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people. Mine eye trickleth down and ceaseth not without any intermission. Till the Lord look down and behold from heaven, mine eye affecteth mine heart because all the daughters of my city. Mine enemies chased me sore like a bird without cause. They've cut off my life in the dungeon and cast a stone upon me. Waters flowed over my head. Then I said, I am cut off. I called upon thy name, O Lord, out of the low dungeon. And thou hast heard my voice. Hide not thine ear at my breathing, at my cry. Thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee. Thou sayest, fear not. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. O Lord, thou hast seen my wrong. Judge thou my cause. Thou hast seen all their vengeance and all their imaginations against me. Thou hast heard their reproach, O Lord, and all their imaginations against me. The lips of those that rose up against me and their device against me all the day. Behold, they're sitting down and they're rising up. I am their music. Render unto them a recompense, O Lord, according to the work of their hands. Give them sorrow of heart, thy curse unto them. Persecute and destroy them in anger from heaven, from under the heavens of the Lord. We've read that entire chapter, 66 verses, but can you really get the emotion of Jeremiah in this, as he struggled with life, as he struggled with his role in life that he believed God had given him, yet all of the rejection that he went through as he pleaded with the children of Israel, and you can just sense that he just kept getting lower and lower in this depression. But then where would he go? And I think that's the key to the whole chapter, is that he would go back to God and he would realize that God is in charge and God is listening to him. And God hears everything that he says. And he knows that God has new mercies for us every day. Every day. Every morning. Because he loves us. Because he gives them to us. And because he knows we need it. Do we acknowledge that? Really, do we acknowledge that within ourselves, that we need that? We need God's mercy every day, because life gets hard. Not only that, we still are wearing and carrying this sinful flesh and blood, and we'll have that for the rest of our lives. And so we're dealing with that, And because of that, we need His mercies and His forgiveness and His love and His salvation. Every day He gives that new. He says, they are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. So he knows that God will never let him down. No matter what the situation is in front of him or us today, we can always go to God. First of all, because he knows what we're going through. You read in Psalm 139, it tells you that he knows everything about us. Every little thought. Every word that is on our tongue, he knows before we say it. He's faithful. We can always go to him. Never get to the point. Never let Satan get you to the point where you think you can't go to God. And he does that. That's a sick tool that he uses. And he can get us as Christians, he can get non-believers, but by thinking that they're so far off course, you can't go to him. He's not going to accept it. And that is so non-scriptural. Because he will welcome you with open arms. And he knows what you're going through every moment of every day. And he is faithful. He is faithful to help us through that. Let's sing a hymn together. Hymn 50 is open here. Let's just sing that. Be prepared. Hymn 50. Let's join together and pray. Our Father in heaven, we're thankful again that we can join together here as a group of believers to bring honor and glory to thy name, to sit around thy word, and to allow the Spirit, Father, we pray, to speak to each one of us individually, in our own lives, even as we read here in Lamentations, Jeremiah's struggles and his pleas and his understanding and his knowledge of knowing where to go. Father, we know that life can get difficult. It can get tough. It can get painful. But yet we know where we can go. And the Word teaches us that. And the Spirit prompts us to boldly go to the throne, where we know that there are new mercies every morning. There's forgiveness at the table. And there's salvation awaiting. Father, encourage us to remember that. Encourage us to implement that in our lives, that we would never get to the point where Satan would convince us that it's useless or that we would not be accepted. Father, we know that thy loving arm stretched out on the cross and welcomed all men, and we're thankful for that. And we're thankful, Father, that even when we make a beginning and we choose to follow thee, that there's a promise that you'll help us every step of the way. And oh, we may go forward a couple steps and then back a step and then forward a few more, that we know that each time is a learning experience, and that we can draw closer to thee, and that we can find ourselves more attuned to thy Spirit and the prompting and the discernment that is there. Father, help us to be aware of that in our lives. We can get so busy and so caught up in what's going on around us. We get influenced by 24/7 news and Father, we just pray that we can find a peace and a joy in a world that is upside down and confused, because we know we can rely upon thee. Father, we know that there are those struggling in this world, certainly in the recent events with the shooting and at the school. Father, we just ask that you would provide for them comfort somehow and reconciliation in their own mind, and that there could be even a drawing of souls and lives to thee. Father, we just ask that thy will would be done in each one of our lives, that we would submit and humble ourselves before thee and follow thy lead. Father, we thank thee for this church that is here, that encourages those that attend here, that lift them up, that teach them. We pray for the young people, Father, in Sunday school. We just lift them up to thee, that not only the seeds could be planted, but there could be such an interest and a desire placed in their heart that they would want to learn more and more about the wonders of Jesus. Father, we thank thee for thy love for us. We thank thee for thy forgiveness. And we pray, Father, that thou would provide now a scripture in the New Testament that we could read from and meditate on. Give us thoughts and even individually as to how we can apply the word that is before us. So bless us now and encourage us. We're thankful for the freedom that we have to be able to worship here. We lift up our leaders, our president, and those that are in office, that they would seek out thy wisdom and thy ways and fall upon their knees in humility and submission before thee. We thank thee now, and we ask all these things in the name of Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior. Amen. Thank you, brother. It says there in verse 26, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. That's a good verse to get planted in your mind. Scripture's open here in St. Mark. Let's read chapter 13 is here. Let's read some verses there in chapter 13. Talks about some signs before the end, but you know, as Jeremiah wrote back here in Lamentations, you know, he went through some tough times. He even spoke in here of reaching out to God from the dungeon. He was in the dungeon. He knows what that is like. Most of us have probably not been in prison, or certainly not in a dungeon, and in the kind of conditions that he was in. And being left there and rejected and feeling like his message was not getting anywhere, as he pleaded with the children of Israel to repent and to turn back to God, and yet they wouldn't. And so he's down. He's lonely. He's just feeling all by himself, and that he's, you know, what's it worth? And you know, there's times when you and I are maybe like that. I don't know. Hard to get out of bed in the morning. Maybe you know what's ahead of you. Maybe there's just a tough challenge that's coming, or you're going through something, or there's a conflict, and you just don't want to deal with it. And I get that way. I know that, and I'm sure you do too. And you think, what do I do with this? How do I cope with it? But God knows what we're dealing with. He knows that we have limits, and so He puts within us the knowledge to know where to go. And He waits for us to come back to Him. He longs for us to come to Him. He doesn't want us to try to solve it on our own. He doesn't want that. He wants us to come to Him. He wants us to depend on Him. He wants us to need Him. He wants us to love Him. He could edict all of that. He could have. He's the creator of all. He could have just set us all up, or created all of us so that we would just follow Him, and that we would automatically love Him. We would automatically depend on Him, but we don't. He didn't make us that way. And we all have this choice. We all have these options in life on how we're going to cope, how we're going to deal, how we're going to react, how we're going to interact. But He wants us to depend on Him. So, as we read here in chapter 13, there are going to be times coming again that are out of our control. And some of what Jeremiah went through, they were out of his control. And there are situations in life that we can't control. There are obvious consequences to some of our decisions. We understand that, and we get that. We don't always like that, but that's a reality. But there are things that take place around us that are bigger than us that we have no control of. And so how do we deal with that? How do we cope with that? And how do we help others through that? And part of it is just going back to what Jeremiah was teaching us and helping us. And, you know, verse 41, let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. That's a great thing to remember. Just remembering God in the hard, difficult times. So let's read here a bit in chapter 13. And these are some things that are going to take place, that have taken place, that the details of all of it have not been necessarily laid out. But we know that it's going to happen because they're Jesus' words, and he's telling us this is the way it's going to be. Let's read in chapter 13, verse 1. As he went out of the temple, one of his disciples saith unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. And Jesus answering and said unto him, Seest thou these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another, that shall not be thrown down. And he sat upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew, and asked him privately, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? Isn't that a question that we'd all love to have answered? So, it's a great question that they ask. When's it going to happen? Jesus, you know, you're the Son of God. We believe that. So tell us. So we know, we want to be prepared. And so Jesus answering them began to say, what's the first thing he said? Take heed. Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let anybody deceive you. So that tells me, or that implies to me, that we really need to be in the Word. We really need to know God's Word. We need to open ourselves up to His Spirit. That the Spirit would speak to us individually in all of your individual situations and lives, and how are you doing? How are you going to deal with that? And that we don't be deceived. And the way we don't be deceived is by knowing the truth. You got to know the truth. And the truth is the Scripture. The truth is what we have in front of us. So let's be in it and let's know it. Let's read it, study it, however that works for you. But let's get in there and know it. He says, don't be deceived. Don't let any man deceive you. Many will come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And then he goes on to say some descriptions of what may happen. And some of these we may be seeing now. Because I'm unsure of what all the time frame is of all of that. And when ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be not troubled, for such things must needs be. But the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be earthquakes in divers places. There shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils. And in the synagogues ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. We're getting pretty close to that. Maybe we're there. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye. For it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Isn't that awesome? We don't have to plan ahead. We don't have to wonder how we're going to get through. God is going to take us through that. He's going to help us through every situation. You know, he was saying some things here these disciples didn't want to hear. You're going to be taken into the synagogues and be beaten. That's what's coming. That's what he said to them. You're going to be brought before rulers and kings and for a testimony against them. These 12, they didn't want to hear that. Those are hard things to hear and to know that's coming your way. But yet right after that, he says, listen, you don't have to worry about that. Because I'm going to give you every word you need to speak. You don't have to plan it out. You don't have to try to come up with a defense. You don't have to try to figure all of that out. Don't premeditate it. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, you speak that. Now that's a little uncomfortable. But yet, we read that great is God's faithfulness. He's not ever going to let us down. You think about that. You think that might be a challenge, and it is. But I want to go back to this being dependent upon God. That is exactly what this verse is telling us. That we need to rely upon Him. We need to be dependent upon Him. Because you can't tell me exactly what's going to happen tomorrow, or the next day, or even this afternoon. And I can't either. We don't know that. We don't know the situation. We don't know the witness that we can have or not have. You know, it was interesting. As I checked out this morning of the hotel in Louisville, and you all do that all the time, but as I'm checking out, the gal is sitting there, and her Bible's open. And she's reading her Bible there, waiting for people to check out. Now, we were staying at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, which may affect that some, but it was still really pleasant and encouraging for me to see that. And so I got a chance to say, hey, what are you reading? What do you got open there? Well, I'm doing a paper on my spiritual journey. And she says, you know, I'm here in Ephesians, and that is really talking about what I'm going through today. And you know, that's encouraging. There, you know, we hear about all the nasty things and the trouble in the world and the struggles and the bad things. But you know, there's a lot of wonderful things out there. I met a Chinese man this week that lives in Kansas, but represents a company in China that makes agricultural parts, and wanted to see if we were interested in importing some parts from him. And we chatted a little bit, and then gave him a card, and he went on his way. On the back of the card, it lists our mission statement. One of them is to bless God faithfully. So the next day, I get an email from this Shane, his name. I can't pronounce his real name. He put Shane in parentheses, so everybody calls him that. But he writes me this email back and follows up again, and he says, I flipped your business card over, and I saw to bless God faithfully on there. And then he starts to tell me about the fact that he's a Christian, and the company is a Christian company, and their goal is to glorify God. He said, I wished I'd have flipped the card over quicker so we could have talked about the faith. You know, that there's some wonderful things and neat things happening out there in this world. And we can get bogged down with the tough struggles, but even Jeremiah is telling us, don't do that. And even though he felt that way, and he actually articulated it in a pretty clear way, how miserable he felt. But he still knew where to go. So maybe you're feeling miserable like Jeremiah. Maybe you're kind of in a dungeon. Or maybe you're worried about what's going to happen as Jesus is describing this to us. We don't have to be. Because he even tells us he's going to give us the words we need at the moment. He'll give them to us if we believe in him and trust in him. He says, a brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son. The children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. We can be so encouraged, even though the assignment might be really hard. And we might even think, I can't even do this. I can't do the assignment. But he says, if we endure, and we trust, and if we have faith, He's going to provide what we need. He will carry us through. He'll give us the strength. He'll give us the words. We don't have to worry. But when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand, that let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of his house. Let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take up his garment. But woe to them that are with child, to them that give suck in those days. And pray ye that your flight be not in the winter. For in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation which God created unto this time, neither shall be. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he shortened the days. And then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. There's going to be some deception out there. There is now. But we have to know the truth. We have to be aware of that. We have to have that so imprinted and planted in our hearts and our minds and our souls that we will immediately recognize that's not right. That doesn't sound right, and we can stay away from that. But in those days after the tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, the stars of heaven shall fall, the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. With her branch, when her branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is near. So in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done away. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Watch. Watch and pray. Be aware. Be in the Word. Know the truth. Stay in touch with God. Let the Spirit speak to you. All those things, reach out to Him as Jeremiah did. It's good that a man should hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. The Lord is my portion, therefore will I hope in Him. The solutions are all there. The answers to the fear, the answers to the unsure, the answers to the confusion, the answers to the depression, the answers to not knowing what the future is going to hold, are all right here. They're all in our relationship with Him. They're all within knowing that He's faithful. And reaching out to Him in whatever the situation is. Don't give up. Lamentations 3 is all about hope. And there is a lot of hope out there that God's just willing to hand over.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So so our journey, right? We're on our journey. Where are you at? It's amazing when this beautiful scripture comes up and we hear about it. How does it go for you? I can think of all this, the fear and the time of not knowing of sin. What's the worst thing in your life? What is it? And how we hang on to it. We don't ever forget, do we? And we wonder how we stand with God. What's God think? And then to learn about this truth. To do these things that we heard about where we know the Word. We know that we've thought it through. And we know of His grace. Don't leave this place today in doubt of where to go. I know you might be fearful. We carry around some self-condemnation sometime. But let's leave with this promise and the hope that He knows us. That His grace is sufficient. That He desires to be one with you and me. There's hope in that. This communion with God. I often wish I could just know, like the Holy Spirit knows, just what goes through each of our minds and hearts. But I pray and lift that up to you and me that we could go in that peace to make equity of what He says to us. And if something bothered us today, you got to be honest with yourself and say, why did that irritate me? I mean, once you get done responding, then say, why did that irritate me? What is the Lord saying to me? And boy, oh boy, if part of that is you are into condemning yourself, also open up your mind and heart to the love of Christ and His grace and His forgiveness and His redemption. Because that's what He wants for you and me. To know the fear of God, but that our fear would become a reverence, an awareness, a joy of Him. So that mighty word might be blessed into our hearts. So let's sing a hymn together. It opened up. I got to do it, okay? 295. I know you know it's my favorite, but it opened up. 295.
Come, come, come. ask for a brother to lead us in prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come to Thee before Thy throne. Thank Thee for Thy all-encompassing love that Thou hast bestowed on us here on this earth to all people, as if we would accept Thy Son who died for us on the cross. We thank Thee that Thou art merciful and they renew every morning. We can read in Thy word of Thy love and mercies and grace that Thou dost give to everyone on earth. Pray for those that are in struggles, that do not find the joy of happiness in the earth, that they may turn to know the true joy and the peace that is found only in Thee, that only Thou can fulfill that, and the desire for that to be whole in everyone's heart. We thank Thee for Jesus who followed Thy will and did willingly take up His cross, the cross, and then did bear our sins there. And His righteous blood does cover us to this day. In Jesus' name, amen.